wherever you want to go on this planet, they've got it. Yep. So, the battle's on. The fight is on. I brought you people to confirm this stuff, you know, to help you to understand these facts. And instead of growing here, what we need to do here is take this to the next level through your efforts. First of all, people need to help me financially so that I can continue to do the work. Secondly, people need to tell as many people in their surrounding area, in their families, and in their workplaces that they have to hear this and start studying it so they can become converts to the truth. And then they have to take it to three more and three more. And we have to go out exponentially around this planet and tell people the truth. We can do it. I want to hear what you have to say tonight. The number, ladies and gentlemen, 0027 11 494 7007. Again, 2711-494-7007 is the number to call in. That is the number from anywhere in the world. Now, you have your own way of calling from South Africa, so you can do that as well. But you know something, guys? Unless and until you guys start helping this fight to go further, we are not going to win. In fact, what will happen is I'll just be taken out. They'll get rid of me. They'll probably torture and throw me in a pit somewhere. They'll confiscate whatever I own and whatever you own, and the people that have ever spoken out won't be able to ever again, because what they have planned for us is a permanent silencing of our ability to be free. They're claiming through democracy we're going to be free, when in fact democracy always leads to tyranny, ladies and gentlemen. The simple truth of the matter is what we need today is a rebirth in people's demand for freedom. We have to be free from being attacked by our governments in terrorism. We have a caller up. And who is the caller?
Hi, good evening, Daryl. It's Abu Bakr, yeah? How are you
keeping? Abu Bakr, how are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you keeping?
I've had some health issues, and I've had some personal issues with relating to not feeling well, but
yes.
But that's part of living, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, I missed you last week. Okay. Yeah, no, I totally agree with you, you know, about the Zionist control of the, you know, stock exchanges. And it's very sad to say, unfortunately, that even the Muslims, they seem to have blinkers on, and you know, they need to wake up and, you know, realize what control the Zionists have over, you know, all the stock markets. And more so because, you know, in Islam, you know, usury is forbidden. And, I mean, all these stock markets are, you know, their lifeblood is, you know, usury. And
that's right.
And you know, it's just unbelievable how they cannot, you know, really, you know, see this. And, I mean, locally here in South Africa and internationally, the Muslims, sorry to use such a term, but they're so stupid, they continue to pump their monies, you know, their equity funds into these Zionist-controlled companies that are, you know, wreaking havoc with their price controls. I mean, you know, recently even you had, you know, Sasol, you know, the fuel company in South Africa. They are involved in the paraffin mafia cartel, you know, with their cohorts in Hamburg and, you know, the Zionist, all the Zionist allies. I mean, you know, a South African company price-fixing paraffin wax in Europe.
But let me tell you something, Abu Bakr, about South Africa's relationship to Israel. It's often downplayed or it's often hidden, but your country was involved with Israel's Mossad and Shin Bet so deeply and continues to be to this day. And many people in South Africa believe that the African National Congress is an independent group. It is controlled by Zionist money at the top and always has been and always will. And the simple fact is people in South Africa are no more free than when they were under apartheid, except that the color of the leadership has changed, but the owners of the country have not.
Yeah, absolutely. Just as you've cited, like Barack Obama, and you know, sort of under what control he is. Similarly here too, you know, it's just they got their handlers, as you normally say. So,
yep.
You know, I say the Muslims really need to wake their case up. They really, you know.
But no, just not just Muslims. We need to do this universally, Abu Bakr. We got to get Christians. We've got to get Hindus. We've got to get Buddhists. We've got to get people of good character and faith everywhere. Doesn't matter where you're from. I'm inclusive here. I got a big
tent. But I mean, like CII has mostly a Muslim audience. That's why I was just mentioning the Muslims. But
well, let me tell you, CII is only one outlet for me.
Yes,
I got tens of thousands of people worldwide that are not Muslims, and I want everyone to know that this, it doesn't matter where you're from. If you love your family and you love freedom of speech and you love being able to decide your own fate in this world and decide what you're going to do with your life professionally, spiritually, morally, in every way that you want, those things are going away because of the control these criminals have. So if you feel that you want those things guaranteed to you, you better stand up and fight now, no matter who you are.
Absolutely. Most definitely, you're absolutely hitting the nail on the head. So, as you say, firstly, we need to stop, supporting, all the companies. As you say, the media, we need to strengthen and, to counteract all the dirty tricks. We need to wake up in that respect also. And, we need to form alternative, companies, grassroots companies, not listed on stock exchanges, for the long term and for the betterment, for the better good of humanity.
Abu Bakr, you know what else we need right now? Can I tell you what we need?
Yes.
We need bullets, buddy.
Right. So, but I think,
And now listen to me. Wait a minute. I'm saying that rather tongue-in-cheek, but listen to me.
Yes.
When the controllers send their thugs down to your family's house and try to take your freedom from you, what are you going to do? Throw a rock at them? Look what's happened to the Palestinians.
Yeah, now they've been overrun one way, yes.
They have been decimated. Look what's happening at the hands of these criminals to the Iraqis. Millions of people have been murdered.
Absolutely.
There's been a genocide in Iraq.
Yes, definitely so.
And so what is it? We're going to stand here like sheep and be slaughtered, be sheared, be destroyed, and say nothing? When is it time for human beings who care about their families, when are they going to say, I've had it now, I have to protect those I love?
Yeah, absolutely, it's a long time overdue that, people stood up. But, one of the areas, that we need to stand up is, we're subjected to this rampant age of consumerism, materialism, and capitalism. And, we need to, realize that, we can't be, fodder or, suckers in their machinations. We really need to, not support, even the, buy their products. We need to find our own, create our own products. And so economically, we are continually strengthening them economically. So we need to, at least in that area, besides the, the bullets part of it, economically we can bring them down by stop supporting all their products. And we should learn to live an austere lifestyle instead of, getting carried away with all the glitz and glamour that they keep on, pushing out. And
well, it gets worse than that, Abu Bakr, because as time continues and they erode your morals and they feed you pornography and they feed you free sex, free love, free this, free that, within a decade, within a generation, your young children will be so polluted in their head that they won't have any values coming from what you're talking about. So the fact is, what has to be done right now, right this minute, is that people have to be told who's done this to them. We have to go outside like as if the world was coming to an end, because freedom is my world and it is coming to an end, and you got to go out in the street and start screaming and hollering, saying, we got to do something today, not tomorrow, not next week. Today, here are the facts.
No, I totally agree with you. You know, I mean, it's long, long, long overdue. So, yeah, we really need to wake up and, you know, see where the problem is and, you know, tackle it head on. And,
right.
And do something, you know, constructive and positive about it. You know, we can't just only just give lip service to it. You know, we need to have sort of exactly as you say, you know, tangible change, you know, on the ground. We really need to get it, you know.
Abubakar, do you have the internet?
Yes, I do have the internet, yes.
Why haven't you sent me an email?
Yeah, I did send you some time. I think it was, you know, I sent it to info instead of Smith at imthewitness.com. But I will, you know, send you again. Actually, I'm a, you know, visually impaired person, so, you know, it is a bit difficult. I would get somebody to do it for me. But I will definitely, you know, email you and, you know.
Well, I would love to hear from you, and I will send something back, certainly.
No, definitely I will communicate with you, for sure. No, and thank you. You keep up, you know, I know you're fighting, you know, a battle financially too, but anyway, you know, God give you strength and, you know, in the end, truth conquers and, you know, you shall be rewarded, you know, maybe not financially, but at least, you know.
Don't need the financial reward in the end here, but I do need to survive while I fight.
No, I do understand that for sure. Yes. But, you know, I mean, you keep up the good fight, you know, and we need more people like you. You say, you know, the more people like you that stand up, then that will count. You know, I mean, otherwise, you know, we're going to be totally run over by these criminals.
Thanks for your call, Abubakar.
You.
I appreciate it very much,
my friend. Keep up your good work. I really enjoy your foresight comments.
Thank you, my friend.
Keep up. Good night. Bye-bye. Bonjour.
Bye-bye now. And, you know, when this kind of stuff happens to us in life, and it's happened before, there have been other periods where freedom has been challenged in every quarter of our lives. Good people have to stand up. Good people have to say, this is not going to happen with me as a breathing creature on this planet. You have to stand up. Is there someone on the line here?
Assalamu alaikum. Good evening, Mr. Daryl. How are you?
How are you?
I'm well, thanks. And yourself?
I'm okay.
It's Amina calling from Azadville.
Okay.
I'm actually phoning with regards to a program that I viewed. It's actually called The View. And this lady, her name is called Whoopi Goldberg. She is actually from America. One day they had this program where somebody sent a letter in. And they read this letter and it was against the Jews. What they are doing to the other people, whomever it may be, they've harmed people wrongfully. And she actually said that she would be pissed off if she was a Muslim. So I find that we mustn't allow such programs on TV. In fact, even if it was a radio station and somebody brings such a comment, I'm not happy with it. So we must try and actually have this program removed from TV because it's a racist program.
Well, you know what you need to do? Can I tell you honestly? Don't watch TV.
No, I don't really watch, but unfortunately at the moment I'm not at home to listen at CII, but I know that Mr. Daryl's program is on this evening. Last week Friday I tried also. Unfortunately Mr. Daryl wasn't in, and there are certain programs that I know what comes on. So I'm not really a TV lover, and otherwise I actually read my Islamic books, but I'm not a TV lover.
Well, what you should try to do if you possibly can, so that you can become a communicator of these truths, is find a way to get onto my website and read some of the books that are on there. There are many books that you can find on the website. Find somebody with internet, maybe your daughter or your friend or somebody. And read the books there, because you will be able to tell others the facts as it relates to what's happening.
Is there anything that Mr. Dale can do with regards to the show to have it removed from the TV?
No, there's nothing. I'm not able to remove anything from anywhere. I can't get rid of the Zionist criminals, so I'm trying. But I have no influence over television programming, no.
May the Almighty help you, Mr. Dale. You are doing great work, and the blessings of the Almighty will always be with you. We appreciate your time that you're actually taking to actually answer our questions. Let everything go well with yourself and your family. and give them my regards.
Thank you very
Thanks
much.
Thanks very much.
Same for you, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, and the website is, I can't be harder on pushing the idea that the website needs to be visited. Because if you do not visit the website, what will end up happening is you will not be able to have a good argument for these facts. You just won't be able to. Anyway, I got a question for our listeners out there. If anybody has been taping this broadcast, which my tape player that I have is not working, anyone has been taping this, would they please send it to my email inbox, because I have not been able to tape this tonight for some reason. I have got a technical problem, and I won't be able to put it up on my website unless I do. So, that being said, I need your help with this one. Anybody out there who's got a copy of this broadcast as it's being done now, and it's on record, send it to me at the end of the show, and I would be very, very grateful to send it into my inbox at smith@iamthewitness.com. Is there another caller on?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, is it Daryl?
Yes, it is.
Okay, Daryl, you know, I'd like to say that, you know, you said in a decade's time our children, we're going to see the results of what is happening in a decade's time. We are already living in it.
Yes.
They are already morally corrupt. They do not listen to the parents. They do what they want to do. And the cycle of our culture is also disintegrated. And if you tell them the truth, that what you are telling us today, they can't accept it. They do not.
Well, they will accept it when there's no food in their belly, and they will accept it when they can't have a vehicle or a car or any of the cell phone that they want, or the new basketball sneakers that they want, and the television no longer works because there's no money for electricity.
So don't you think that this financial crisis that we're going through is going to make people awake to the call of the truth?
That's what I'm hoping.
Yes, it's a good thing it's happening, because only when you are in turmoil that your truth is going to come out. So you have to wish for it.
I am hoping that you are right with
the
that.
Truth
I am
is
really
a bitter pill, and it is a bitter pill, because when you come into turmoil in your life, that's when you will start seeking the help of God. So the only way these children in this new modern civilization with all the technology are morally corrupt. So only the turmoil is going to bring them to the straight path, because they have too much of an easy life. They cannot even work. The youngsters today cannot work.
Well, you know, here's the interesting thing that I know about faith and many people. The God that is a part of your Muslim faith does not want you to be victims.
Yes.
Being a victim is not part of your religious doctrine. Being a victim is not acceptable.
Yes. We do not give the other cheek. That's the truth. We do not give the other cheek. But
well, you should not give the other cheek.
No.
Not when people are criminally destroying your societies and your families. It's time to say this is enough now, and I will not any longer accept this as what you're doing to me is unacceptable, and it has to stop.
But the time has arrived. It's going to stop. It's going to stop. It's not going to. God is truth. He's justice. And justice will prevail.
I wish I wasn't a cynic, but see, I am a little cynical about this.
Don't be cynical, because justice will prevail. That's the law of God. He's made the world, he's made us, and that's the law of the world. Do not be a cynic, because it's going to happen. You watch, it's going to happen.
Well, in my lifetime and in my historical understanding of our world for the last 2,000 years, criminals have held sway in this planet. They have gotten away with subjugating and destroying and using and usury and the sicknesses that they've imparted on their public. And this has been my experience through the history that I've understood. Now, if the facts continue as they have for the last 2,000 years or even longer, 10,000 years, we are not going to do well in the future unless we stop them. I'm saying to you that having faith is an important element within all of our lives, because faith gives you strength.
Mm-hmm.
But faith without acts, without actions,
without
is
knowledge
nothing.
Especially, you have to be knowledgeable as well.
But you also have to take action with your faith.
Yes, you have
now,
to. You have to, action will come. The action will come because at the moment we have been morally corrupted. So we have to get that corruption out of our system before we can fight. That's the only way it's going to happen. And we have to see a little poverty and little hardship before the fight will come.
Well, I hope we can all just come pull together. You know, it's going to take a mammoth effort for us to do so.
No, it will
come. But we can do it.
Don't worry, it will come.
Well, thank you so much for your kind words.
Thank you, Daryl.
Thank you.
Bye.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, so many things pass by my desk in a day. I spend 8-10 hours a day some days reading. I read everything. My eyes are beginning to fail. I've gone through two strengthenings of my glasses over the last 3.5 years because of the reading I do. Fact is, guys, this whole conspiracy that I'm sharing with you is as real as the nose on your face and as the hand in front of you that you're looking at. It is powerful. It is something that we all have to respect the fact that it is as powerful as it is. And we must understand that doing nothing will mean our own demise.
Hello, Daryl.
Do we have a caller?
Hello, Daryl. How are you?
Who am I speaking to?
Abdullah from South Africa.
Abdullah, how are you?
I'm well, Daryl. Daryl, you know, I got a message for you tonight.
Good.
God is using you to tell the world how corrupt the world is, especially in terms of Zionism.
Mm.
And, you know, you are chipping at a great wall. But your chip will eventually demolish that wall. You know, Daryl, it's the pain and the suffering that you're going through that's going to pay one day. You know, the last lady that spoke, I support her totally. And what you are doing, Daryl, you know, you may not see during perhaps your lifetime, and I pray that God gives you a very, very long and enjoyable lifetime. But you have been chosen by God to do this work. And the time will come, Daryl, when the world is going to say enough is enough, and they're going to look at the work of Daryl, and that's when the cookie will crumble.
Well, you know something, one of the problems with me doing this work, I didn't pick it. I must tell you, I didn't choose to do this as long as I have. I started out in bad health, I must tell you, and it's continued, and I try to do all the things that I can to be all the things that I should be, and I'm not always successful because, frankly, I am a human being with weaknesses of all types. Although I know one thing about this world, that I have always enjoyed my right to choose, the right to choose my profession or to choose my where I live or to choose my friendships or to choose. See, these are the kinds of things that give me joy because choice of these things in life allow me to feel like I can make a difference to myself, my family, and others. The fact is that the future for us means no choice. We will not be able to choose where we live, what we do for work, what we can eat, what we have for who we have for friends, where we go. If you're religious, what church or what mosque you go to? These are the things that we will be losing. And for me, that is worse than dying. I could never accept that kind of life. If you take away my choice from me, I would feel as though I had died. And that's what I see as leaving, my choices. And for that, I will lay down my life to stop them from getting it. I will give up my life to stop them. And I hope others who listen to this are willing to lay down their lives to have freedom too, because there is no substitute for freedom. Freedom is the most treasured thing a human being can have. We must understand that without it, we can't be humans.
Daryl, you know, you have a very powerful passion behind what you do, you know, and I think eventually we are going to be successful. You know, if you look at the work of the Prophet, for example. Now, I'm not comparing the Prophet with any normal human being, but if you look at his work, you know, he was living in a very, very corrupt society. And
yep.
he went through all sorts of dangers. But it was just a mere handful of people around him. And today, as you said, Darrell, you know, 2.4 billion people are following him today.
Yes.
But he's not alive on earth to see that there is 2.4 billion people on earth that's following him.
Yeah.
And that was 1,400 years ago, or 1,450 years ago.
Yep.
And the people that follow him are following him with passion, because there's truth. And truth always stands up against evil.
But
you know,
see, the same people, listen to this, the same people who were committing crimes in his time are still doing it now.
Yes, absolutely, Darrell. And the fight must go on.
We need to defeat them.
Definitely.
Permanently.
Darrell, you know, before your time runs out, I'm reading a book by John Pilger.
John Pilger, yes, okay.
Yes,
I've had conversations with John Pilger.
Right. Now, he writes a book. It's about 400 pages, 350 to 400 pages.
Yeah.
This book is entitled Freedom Next Time.
Mm.
Now, he talks about the island of Diego Garcia.
Yes.
Daryl, what can you tell us about this island?
Diego Garcia is in the is south of Pakistan in the I believe it's called the Arabian Sea. I may be mistaken in that. It's between India and south of Pakistan, and also it is a military base that was at one time populated by an indigenous group that had about 10 or 15,000 people in there. Tribal group. They were kicked off the island by the Americans, and well, actually the British kicked them off first. It was the British who took the island from them. What ended up happening was the Americans were given control over the base by the British, and since that time the Americans have installed